Okay, we're continuing with the Rambam, Perek Hei, Hilchos Ritzeach, Ushmiras HaNefesh, Halacha Yud Aleph, in the Maznaim text, we're on page 542 and 543. We continue a discussion of the various laws of a person who kills unintentionally and is required to go to the Ir HaMiklot. So, Yud Aleph just continues for what happened in Yud. Yotza Chutz L'Tchum Ir Mikloto Bishkogo. Let's say the fellow who's supposed to be in the Ir HaMiklot, he leaves the boundaries of the Ir HaMiklot by mistake. Not intentionally, but by mistake. All right? Now, Kol HaHorgo, anyone who kills him, Bein Gol Adam, Bein Shar Adam, whether it is a redeemer of blood or anyone else for that matter, anyone who kills him, the Rambam says, Goyla Al Yodo, he goes to Golus thereby. So this sentence needs a bit of explanation, what this means. Really. So Rambam Lam explains what it means is we're speaking a case where the person kills, the guy goes out of the Ir HaMiklot by mistake, and the person who kills him by mistake. Kills him b'shogeg. Okay? So, in that case, he goes into Golus because he killed the guy by mistake. You might think, well, the guy's really supposed to, a guy who's already in Golus, so he's not a totally free guy, so maybe I wouldn't have the same law. He's saying it's the same law. So to be implied from this Rambam, though, so what if you killed the guy intentionally? The guy left by mistake, but you killed him intentionally, so then he would be killed like any other person. Notice you cannot kill the guy if the guy intentionally kills him. The guy goes out by mistake. We will learn, right? Already did learn, if the guy goes out intentionally, he's not supposed to go out intentionally. They can kill him. But here, the guy went out unintentionally. So the guy goes out unintentionally. So if we kill him unintentionally, we go into Golus. In other words, that's the regular laws. But if the guy went out unintentionally, the guy kills him intentionally, then he's killed like any other person. And then he continues. He says, Vim haragu kol odom. If anybody kills him, what's that going to talk about? Ein chayov malov, we're not chayev to go into Golus. I backtracked the line. I'm at the end of Yud Aleph again. End of Yud Aleph. Harago besov tchum ir miklot. But what if they kill a guy inside the tchum of the ir miklot? So in that case, we're speaking of the roitzeach who either we're speaking in a case that he went to the Ir HaMiklot before he was set in judgment, let's say, before he was judged. And they killed the guy in the Ir HaMiklot. I feel a goel adam, and even if it's a goel adam, a redeemer of blood, a raise and eragalag, he gets killed him. Because otherwise there's no point in him running to the Ir HaMiklot. So clear, if you kill a guy in the Ir HaMiklot, and certainly afterwards, if he's in the Ir HaMiklot, you surely put the guy to death. So that's what the Rambam is telling us here. Now, back to that first halacha, there's a little bit of dispute exactly how to understand the Rambam, because the halacha in the beginning over here is a little bit tricky, because he just says, he goes, Ad tchum bishkaga, so kol ahargo, anyone who kills him, kol ahargo would imply any type of killing, not shogeg, and that's what the Rambam Lam is pushing in, like, how does it make sense that they go to Golus, right? And other Mephoshim seem to learn a different pshat. And they learn the Rambam says that even if the guy went out b'shogeg, but if a guy kills him b'mezid, if a guy kills him b'mezid, intentionally, they still go into Golus. Because that would be the simple meaning of the Rambam. The simple meaning of the Rambam is call ha'horgo, anybody who kills him. Doesn't matter shogeg, doesn't matter mezid. So now the question is, why does he only go to Golus if he killed him intentionally? So we could say perhaps that when the guy goes out, right, they don't know why the guy goes out. They see him going out. He doesn't make an announcement. I'm going out by mistake.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
how would you know? So therefore, even if let's say, so they don't know. They figured the guy went out, right? So now, if we later out find out it was a mistake, it won't matter. It'll always be considered like they were a shogeg because I didn't know he went out by mistake. So that would be a reason. So there's a lot of to discuss on that. But there seems to be two different ways to learn this Rambam. Can we imply, what if they killed him b'mezid? We have two different interpretations as to whether they went to exile or they would be put to death for that. So that's not such a push-up shot. Now, at the end of this piece, in the Rambam La'am, Ramlam gives a very nice summary to many of the halachas, and we'll add in this summary a couple of halachas we're going to learn later on. So I photocopied it, and it'll be easy for you to follow along, and it's like a nice summary here. And I imagine there weren't going to be that many people here, so I made one extra copy. Okay, now you're looking on the right-hand side, obviously, and you can go down about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, right in the middle by the dot where it says Vahare. You see that? In the Rambam, below, in the commentary. Okay. Top is the Rambam. Vahare. This is the Rambam La'am commentary. So in Os, Ayin, Chesed, I have circled. You just from the top of the commentary, go down 6 lines, and you'll see a dot that says begins the word Vahare, right in the middle. It says Vahare, Sikum Dine Gol Adam L'Shitas Rabbeinu. So we'll be a summary of all the laws of Gol Adam according to the Rambam. Mem Nemru Beperish Beperik said that which was explicitly said in this Perik, Beperik Vav, and in Perik Vav, that we're going to learn a few more points. He wants to summarize them all here. Mem Lamadnu Midiyukosan, or we could learn out what's implied in his words. So Aleph. A guy who kills unintentionally. We have a number of laws to learn from him. Number one, Achrei Shenigmar Dino LaGalus. Once the judgment is made, he goes to Galus. Ubezin Machzir Nosolir Miklato. The Bezin takes him back to their Amiklot. Aser LaGol Adam LaHargo B'Derech. He's not allowed to kill. The Gol Adam is not allowed to kill the guy who killed unintentionally as we're taking him back to their Amiklot. V'imhargo, but if they kill him, Potter, we do not kill them. V'chein adin and similar laws, kishahar gulif nation ingbert. If they kill him before the judgment is finalized, as he's coming from the Aramikla to the Bezdim. Any of these cases, they really should not kill him, but if they do, they don't get killed. Number two, imhargo betchum Aramiklat, Miklat, if they kill the guy anywhere in the boundaries of the Aramiklat, Nerag, they're put to death because they're not allowed to kill him. Number three, Yotza Ratzech Mitchum Ir Miklato Bezodon. What if it's for sure the killer went out of their Miklot intentionally? Then Rashai Goladam Lahargo. The Goladam is allowed to kill him. Four, Yotza Beshoigeg. What if it went by mistake? Then Asa Goladam Lahargo. He's not allowed to kill him. And the way that Rambam Lam is learning. Vimhargo Bemes, if you intentionally kill the guy, went out unintentionally, Naragi's killed. But Beshoga, but if they kill the guy unintentionally, then Goli goes into Golus. V'chein adin, it's the same law. Imhargo Adavacher, it doesn't matter if anybody else does it or Gol Adam, it's the same law. Five. Now these laws we didn't learn yet, but they're going to be learned in the next chapter. He's just putting them all in here. Shaygei Korav Lones, there's some types of unintentionals. We're going to learn in the next paragraph. There's 3 types of unintentional. Pure unintentional. Unintentional that's really more like an accident, or unintentional that's more negligence and more on purpose. So, shoyge karav linus, a shoyge unintentional that's closer to an accident. Kagon, shemikra bilti matsui gorum lemisasa shalanirtsach. Let's say it was an unusual circumstance that normally does not happen and caused the death of the person who was killed. Then such a fellow is potter min agolus. He does not go into golus. Vimhargo goladam, if a goladam kills him at any time, nerak goladam, he is killed like a murderer. Straight out. What about a shoyge karav linus? What do we have? A shoyge who's closer to intentional. Kigon, for example, Shazark Lashusa Rabim Evan Sheshba Kade Lahamis Vamisa Bi'adam. It's a guy throws a large rock in a Rashusa Rabim that can kill somebody, and Taka finds somebody and kills him. Well, he wasn't aiming at the guy. That's negligence. So, ain't a goal. We don't send him to Golas because that's not enough of a kapar, but we can't kill him because he didn't do it really because he wanted to kill the guy. Kainlo kapar with Golas. There's no kapar with Golas in such a situation. Vainadina Kamez is not like intentional mamish. Sharelin is Kamal Hargit intended on killing the guy. So now what happens to such a guy? He can't go into, so what does he do? He's in a bad state. If the Gol Adam kills him, in a Nargalov, he does not get killed. That's a bad state to be in. But initially they shouldn't kill him because he doesn't have an Eitzah. He doesn't have anything else to do. But if they attack and kill him, we can't kill them. Seven. There's only one witness, and we'll explain that in more detail. Shaharek that says he killed, or Shnei Eidim B'li Asra, or two witnesses without a warning. Similarly, we cannot take him to Nira Miklat. We can't kill him. And if the Gol Adam kill him, they shouldn't. But if they do, we don't touch them. Okay, that's all the general unintentional. Beis, Bereitzeach Mezi. What about an intentional killer? Eight. Achrei Shenigmar Dino Lemiso. Once he is judged for death, Mitzvah Gol Adam Lebatzeach Ksaradin. It's a mitzvah for the Redeemer of Blood to execute the judgment and kill the fellow. Nine. Remember we said we send all murderers in Ir HaMiklat first. So let's say he's in the Ir HaMiklat. He hasn't yet gone to go to the Bezin to decide if he's Shogi or Mezid. And let's say one of the Goalei Dams kill him.
In the
Ir HaMiklat, before anything's been decided. Hari Yonarek, we kill the Goalei Dam. Even though later on, we'll find that the killer was intentional and should have got killed. We'll still kill the Goalei Dam, because at that point, he does not have that right to kill him at that point. So that is a nice review of these halachas up to this point. Okay, let's put this sheet away, you can hold on to it. And now we'll continue halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, which we'll talk about, and also Yud Dalet, which is a little different type of example. Not only is a Ir HaMiklat something that can save somebody, for a temporary time it's possible that the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash is able to save somebody, and that's what we'll find in Halach Yud Beis. HaMizbeach Kolet. A Mizbeach, the altar, is a haven to protect the killers, specifically one who kills unintentionally. Shenemar, because it says Behorig Bezodon, when it talks about an intentional killer. That's an intentional killer. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to go right to the Mizbeach. No one's going to kill me there. It's a holy place. So what does the Torah say when a guy does it intentionally? It says, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Olamus. Take him off of my altar, God's altar, and take him to kill him. Even if he was a kohen, unless he was involved in doing a korban at this point. See, he murders somebody and now runs to the basement to do a korban offering. Look, let's take him down right now and kill him. Okay? Now, what can we imply from that? That was a guy who intentionally killed. So we can imply miklal, we can infer from this. Shaharik bishkog, if a guy kills unintentionally, ain't a nerg by misperch, we don't kill him. The misperch is like, you know, what do you call it in tag? You know, you're at home free, whatever. It's like a home base, and you cannot kill him, he's on the misperch. Lafikach, therefore, haharik bishkog, if someone kills unintentionally, uklato misperch, and the Beis HaMikdash has, you know, so to speak, been the place that's catching him, it's a haven. If a Goal Adam will kill him while he's on the Mizbeach, a raise in Nergalov, he will be killed. Even though maybe he should go to an Ir HaMiklat, doesn't matter. This is like an Ir HaMiklat. Kamisha Raga Besoch Ir HaMiklat, just like he killed a guy in an Ir HaMiklat. It's the exact same status.
We have that concept in Western law, sanctuary.
Okay.
Christianity. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's what it is. It's called sanctuary. Yeah. Exactly. That's where they got it from. That's where they got it from. Exactly.
So he goes to the Mizbeach and he stands.
Let's say he happened to kill somebody in the old city.
Right.
So what's the quickest place? Just go to the Mizbeach.
And stand around there until the Kohen Gadol dies.
Well, no. It's only going to be temporary. But it's a temporary haven. We'll see what has to happen afterwards. It's not going to work forever. The guy's got to leave. But at least it's a temporary haven for him, as we will continue to look at here. Yud Gimel. And Koilet, now, for in order for the sanctuary to be a haven for him, we need three circumstances have to happen. Number one, Elagago Shel HaMizbeach, Beisbach Beis Oilamim Bilvad. First of all, it's only a haven if you're on the top of the Mizbeach, on the top part, the roof. Not holding on to the side or on the ramp. You have to be standing on the top, number one. Number two, it has to be the Beis Olamim. It has to be the Beis HaMikdosh, not, let's say, an altar in Shiloh before the Beis HaMikdosh. We implies from the words, Me Mizbechi, my Mizbech, the unique one. That's Hashem's, only the one in Yerushalayim. The Ein HaKoylet El HaKoyen V'Avodah B'Yod. It only helps a Koyen, and only when he is doing his Avodah.
So he has
to be doing Avodah. So you got a lot of have to do's here. It can't be just Stam Yisrael doing this. It's got to be a Kohen, a Voida, on top of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Aval Zor, but a stranger, meaning a non-Kohen. A Kohen She'ena Oved B'Shoshan Arga. A Kohen who's not working, he's not on duty. O Shehoya Oved V'Lohoya Al Gagla Shal Mizbech. Or he's a Kohen working, but he wasn't at the top of the Mizbech. El Asamachla, just close to it. Olochis B'Karnos, just holding on to the corners, but not on top of it. Ain't no Nicholas, it doesn't help. Now, how do we know all this? It's all derived from the whole discussion of the execution of Yoav ben Tzeruya. When King David died, he instructed Shlomo HaMelech to find a clever way to kill Yoav ben Tzeruya. So, once Shlomo became the king, he found a way to carry out his father's orders. when Yoav realizes that he's going to get killed, so what did he do? Now, Yoav was not a Kohen or any of this stuff. He runs to the place where the ark was kept. Okay, and this is before, we had the Beis HaMikdash. He went to the ark and went to the Mizbeach area, right? He took a hold of the horns of the Mizbeach, the corners, but not, this is not the Beis HaMikdash. But he just figured he gets sanctuary there. Someone gave the orders, kill Yoav anyway, despite the fact you're holding on to the corners of the Mizbeach. So Gemara discusses that Yoav made three errors. Number one, he had to be on the top of the Mizbeach to serve as a refuge, which he didn't do. Number two, it wasn't really the temple, it was just a regular Mizbeach. And number three, it only helps a Kohen who was involved in the service in the base, and he wasn't a Kohen doing the service. So that's how we learn all these halachas that come out of this, so that's why it will not help. Okay, now let's go on to Yudal. Now we get to your issue. Okay, now let's go to the case where he has refuge in the Mizbech. He's the Kohen doing the service.
He's in the middle of Shekhar.
Now, how long can he do the service? You know,
Shekhar very slowly.
Kohen doesn't get so long, right? Ain manich in Al Sosham. We don't let him stay there forever. Right? But rather, we give him guardians just like we had before. Let's say two Talmid Chachamim. And then we have him run to the Miklat. So it's a temporary haven at best. It can't be for very long, right? It can't be for too long. And we probably have enough time to get two chachamim to take him to the Miklat. And hopefully they'll be able to persuade the Goale Adam not to kill him. But it's only a temporary haven, right?
Isn't Jerusalem an Eretz Miklat anyway? There are three on our side. Three
on not Jerusalem. No.
No?
Now, Bamed, when do we say all this? Only b'mechuyav golus, only in a case where it's unintentionally schaif golus. That's the only time it helps. But other types of reasons to die, it ain't gonna help. What if he's afraid of the king? The king's gonna kill him. B'din malchus, as the king is entitled to. For example, a guy who rebels against the king or embarrasses the king. And we know the king has those discretionary powers to kill the fellow, even though he wouldn't be chayiv misa according to the Torah. So now, in that case, isn't going to help. Omi bezin, or let's say a bezin said he has to get killed, and now he runs away. Shelo yargenu b'harasha. Let's say a bezin is doing a harasha, emergency measures. Bezin says, really, he shouldn't get killed according to law, but we don't want people to get used to doing this and that and everything else. They decide to kill him. It won't help. Ubarach l'mizbech, and now he runs to the mizbech. V'nis machlo, and he's hanging on to it, right? So hanging on to it, and let's say, not even on the top of the mizbech. V'afilo hayazor, and even if he's a stranger, harezen nitzol, it will save him. It will save him. The other laws were saying it won't save only under circumstances where it's a koyin avoyed, blah, blah, blah. But here we're saying, no, that if it's for something else, right, where it's not actually a real case where he deserves to get killed according to Bezin, according to Halach of Torah, but rather Bezin making a harasha, or a king who just, you know, deciding to kill the guy. So at that point, the guy is saved. You never take the guy from the Mizbech ever to get killed. Ella, what? Unless, so now when is this law that the Torah said, pull the guy off the Mizbech? Unless the guy was chayev misas besin from a besin be'edus gmura basra, with good witnesses and with a warning and everything. And that kind of case, what the Torah says, from my mizbeach, take him off to get killed. We mean to get killed. Why should we kill the guy? It must be someplace where he's supposed to get killed. Where is he supposed to get killed according to Torah? If the besin said that he can get killed. And they could only do that in a normal case. We have testimony and warning and everything. And that's what the Torah is talking about. We can take him off. Otherwise, we're not going to do that. So therefore, it comes out, you have different cases. So only then, kishar kol ruge bezin tomi, like anyone else who kills from a bezin. Right? So that's the proof. So now, so then this whole issue, so why did King Shlomo take him out? Why did he deserve to kill Yoav? So he says, maybe he was a really bad rebel, so maybe, it was a more severe judgment this time, and maybe they gave him this. He felt it was an exception to the rule. Then the question, so why did Yoav go to the Mizbech at all if it's not going to help? They gave an answer to give him more time. To give him more time. And if he'd be killed, because if he'd be killed and he wanted to get killed by the Sanhedrin saying he should get killed, if he could wait for the Sanhedrin to say he could take him off and let the Bezdin kill him, then his children could inherit his stuff. He wants at least his children to get the Yerusha. But if the king's going to kill them by his power, then the king takes everything that belongs to the guy. So that's the reason why he made that mistake, and that's the why King Shlomo had him killed. All right, let's just jump into six parak, just a couple quick halachas, very simple and straightforward halachas. Six parak, Aleph. Shloshahem ha-hargim below kavona. Oh, there are three people who kill without intention. There's three types of shogegs, bays. First one, yesh harg b'shgaga v'alom agmur. There's an unintentional killing, and it's totally without his knowledge. Totally without his knowledge. V'zesh number one, that's what it says, v'asher lo tzad, and he didn't lie in wait, he wasn't in an ambush. V'dino, and the law is, sheyiglo lor imiklot v'inadatzol. He goes to the city of refuge, and he is saved, Kumash Barnes will explain. This is a case where it's totally unintentional. He didn't even realize he's going to kill the guy. It's pure unintentional. Gimel. Sometimes you kill the guy intentionally. It's much closer to being an accident. Who, for example, the death over happens in a wondrous way. No one ever have expected such a thing to happen. A total, total accident. In most cases, never happened such a thing. In such a situation, next page, Vedino, the law issue, Potter Man Gaulus. He does not go into Gaulus. If a Goldam kills him, never go love, we kill him because it's a total accident and he has no culpability for that. Dalit, the next situation. This person who kills unintentionally, but the unintentional is much closer to on purpose or negligence. For example, it's like a negligence. Or he should have been careful under normal practice and he was not careful. Vidino and his law, now this is more than just a shogeg, but it's not an ultimate mazid.
Criminal negligence.
Okay, called criminal negligence. She'ein a gol, he doesn't go into golas, because his sin is too strong for golas to be a kapara. But an ain golas mechaperazo, golas won't be a kapara. Ve'ein or emikla kultasal, and the emikla will not save him. She'ein kultasal mechuyev golas bovan, only someone who really is to go into golas. Lafika, so what happens now? But he's still not a nice guy. He's like beyond shogeg, but not up to mazid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now that puts him in a very precarious situation. If the Gol Adam finds him anywhere, he is putter from death penalty. He's entitled to kill the guy, and the guy has no place of refuge. Even if the guy runs to an Eira Miklat, the guy can kill him in the Eira Miklat, because Eira Miklat does not serve as a refuge since he's not a pure shogeg. So now, of course, you're going to ask, what do we do with the guys? That's halacha. Hey, so what should this guy do? Tough luck. Yeshev, he sits. He has to guard himself from the Gol Adam. He has to always be on guard for that. So I'll teach you a lesson for being a criminally negligent. Just know, if you are criminally negligent, you'll never have peace of mind for the rest of your life. You have to, like, escape to Africa and hope he'll never catch you or whatever. And similarly, other cases like this. Let's say a guy who kills, and there's only one witness. Okay, or there were two witnesses, but there was no warning. Okay, the Mefarshim, you know, Ukiyashim, are similar things like this. If Gol Adam kills him, Ein Lam Damim, there's no blood on his hands, because this is, again, it's something that is not a shogeg, so Ira Miklat won't help. It's clearly more close to Mazid intentional. And now, of course, and that's what happens. These can't be any worse than a guy who kills unintentionally. In other words, you can't say he's any better off the hook in those cases. Now, unfortunately, we have a whole discussion over here, what's going on in Eid Echad, one witness. Since when does one witness require that people can now start killing him just by the words of one witness? So, unfortunately, we discuss this and say, we're speaking in a case where the Bezdin clearly knows that he killed. That's not an issue. It is the circumstantial evidence is clear that he killed. We just technically only have one witness, or maybe there are two witnesses and they may be contradicted in some minor issues, so that maybe only one witness is good. But in other words, but he's getting off on the technicality. If just one guy walks in, we have no other evidence. A guy just walks in and says, so-and-so killed so-and-so. We don't all of a sudden say, well, we can't kill him, but the Gol Adam can kill him. That we won't do. But it's speaking of a case where there's other technicalities beyond the one witness. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue and give now we said the rules. Tomorrow we'll give examples of what is exactly a pure ones, what is not a pure ones, what is more korev lemezid, what is more korev leones. All those examples will be coming up as we continue this parak.